Let's invite the kids to come forward for our children's moment. And Josh is here. How many of you remember Josh? Yes? No? Raise your hand out there. You remember Josh? You don't remember Josh? Matt remembers Josh, and Katie does. Anyone else? Josh is the one that tells jokes, and sometimes he's just plain goofy. So I don't bring him out too much because I don't really like goofy that much. I like it to be more serious. So, you know, sometimes he comes out. Yeah. Oh, you remember Josh? You remember him?
Hi, how you doing? How's everybody? It's me, Josh. Hey, I have something to tell you today. You ready? We're going to pretend that it's an earthquake.
You know what an earthquake is? What's an earthquake?
Yeah.
Yes? When the ground shakes. So everybody stand up. First, we'll just have the kids stand up, okay? What would it be like?
Well, see, here's how I do an earthquake. Ready? Okay, ready, and earthquake!
So he's shaking like that, like it's an earthquake. Do you want to stop now? Because that hurts me.
Okay, all right, okay.
All right, you pretend now that it's an earthquake. Ready? And Josh will do it too, but I won't because, you know, I'm the pastor. Or something. Okay, ready? Pretend it's an earthquake, but don't hit anybody. Just pretend it's an earthquake. You ready?
Earthquake!
Shake! Yeah, you gotta shake. Are you shaking? You know what we need to do? We need to have some adults help us with this because I don't think that you're doing the earthquake very well. Who? Adults? Who's gonna help me with this? You have to stand up where you are. Not everyone has to do this, but stand up where you are. And kids, look around there. Now look it out here. When Josh says earthquake, they're going to shake like it's an earthquake. Oh, we got more and more. Here we go. Ready?
Earthquake!
You see that? They're shaking. Yeah, and you're rocking back and forth. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. Okay, and everybody sit down.
Yeah, that makes me tired.
You say it makes you tired. It's my hand that's doing it. Okay, sit down.
Hey,
Pastor. Yes?
Your puppet.
Oh, it's ripped. Yeah, he's ripped. He's got a little cut there. We're going to put a Band-Aid on that later. You know what? Earthquakes.
Yeah, earthquakes. Ready? Earthquake!
No, not now. We already did that, okay? So, no. Just stand still. Just wait.
Okay.
He's shaking again, isn't he? Is he shaking now? No? Is he shaking now?
Yes.
He's shaking now? Maybe he'll just have to shake for a while and get it kind of out of his system, right? Anyway, an earthquake. An earthquake happens when the ground shakes, and they don't happen around here too much, do they? Could you stop?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to stop. Maybe I should just hold my hand right there to help him, right? Do your parents ever put your hand on your head when you're kind of bouncing around and they want you to be quiet? Yeah, that happens. And so I'll just keep my hands right there. An earthquake happens when the ground shakes, and they don't happen around here too much. I know that adults will tell me that there's a Rift Valley down in southern Illinois, and apparently there can be an earthquake, and there was supposed to be a big one back in 1998, and a lot of people bought earthquake coverage for their homes. But it's not happening now. It happens more in California and other places, and it can be really serious. But today in Sunday school, you're going to hear about a time where there was an earthquake when Paul and Silas were in prison. They were in prison, and their arms were chained up, and they were singing, but they weren't out of jail. They were in there because they were talking about Jesus, and it wasn't okay. Hey, thanks for stopping.
Yeah, no problem.
So, the ground shook, and their handcuffs and everything fell off, and the doors opened, and they could leave. And the jailer, when he came back, he seen that this earthquake had happened. He came back, and the doors were all open, and he was so afraid that he was going to get in big trouble. He was so afraid, but Paul and Silas said, "Hey, wait a minute. We're still here. We didn't leave when the earthquake happened. We're still here. Don't worry." And the jailer said, "Who is this Jesus that you're talking about? Because I can't believe that you didn't leave, and I want to know more about him." And they said, "Hey, believe in Jesus, and you'll be saved, and everyone in your house." And so that's what happened. He got saved, and everyone in his house, just because Paul and Silas stayed and got to talk about Jesus to them. So there probably aren't going to be any earthquakes around here for a long time.
Yeah, but we can pretend, you know, we like this.
He got his mouth open.
What? What's so funny? I can't hear you.
Out of this side, maybe. You can hear me out of this side. Your ear fell off.
No.
Maybe that'll keep you quiet now. Yeah, we'll sew it back on later, okay? Yes, we can fix your mouth too. Okay, all right. Well, Paul and Silas didn't leave jail, and they had an opportunity to share about Jesus. And even though there isn't going to be earthquakes around here, most likely, we still have opportunities to tell other people about why we love Jesus. Oh, he's just holding it there. He kind of, you ever seen a dog with an ear in its mouth? No? No, that just happens sometimes. So when you go to Sunday school today, you're going to hear about Paul and Silas and an earthquake and about telling people about Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Let's pray. I'm going to take you off there. God, thank you for your love, and thank you for giving us opportunities to tell people why we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You ready for Sunday school? All right, go to Sunday school.